Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
So I don't know that I've done this in a while. I mean, like, back-to-back shows. One yesterday, one today, and actually I think I'm going to do one tomorrow, too. Why? Because I got some time on my hands. And, well, that's what I like to tell people, right? I've got time on my hands. Or I just need a whole hell of a lot of therapy, which is very true, too. So, kicking it with the vape right now, having a good time, and I got some shit that I realized that I really could have gone into yesterday and did get a chance to. So, I'm just going to let it out. But let's start the show the way we normally do. Let's get some fucking housekeeping done.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right, for those of you who haven't heard the show's just really, I rant. That's it. So if you're like, God, I can't wait to find that one show where that one dude does that whole ranty thing, this would be it. And if you don't want to hear it, it's probably not the show for you. Don't maybe have the kids listen because there'll be F-bombs dropped. There'll be innuendos given. Pretty much, you know, an HR nightmare, which is the way I kind of live my life. So, anyway, housekeeping. You want to get a hold of me? Don't worry about calling the show because I'm probably not going to answer. But you want an opinion you want to send my way? Hit me at FNChaos. You want to hit up the show? Where is this one? And Sports Our Way. You can find it at chaos_radio. That's it, really. I mean, I'll tell you how to get a hold of the other guys, but we'll do that on Sports Our Way. They're out there. They like to be bugged. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they can't stand being bugged. So, like, I was in Best Buy. Oh, Jesus. When was it? It must have been Monday or Tuesday. I forget what day. And every now and then, like, you know, work out. I mean, I'm in decent shape, but I still got this little gut, right? A little gut. And I'm looking down. Shirt's a little tight on me. I was a smaller shirt. And I'm like, God, I got to do more. And I know, like, your stomach is about your diet. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like, I mean, come on. I wear a 32. I can't be that bad, right? But I'm not feeling good about myself. I'm putting in every day at the gym, pretty much. You know, my workout's at about 5:00 in the morning. Put in about an hour, and I just want to be further along. And I'm not quite there yet. So I'm kind of working through this in my head, in my mind, trying to figure out what to do. And every now and then you get a sign, right? There's a sign from God, we'll say. And this sign was in the form of, I'm walking by the front doors, and this dude must have weighed 450 walking in front of me. So when I'm feeling kind of bad about my gut and where it's at right now, I am feeling much better when I see a fucking 400. I mean, no shit. Like, it's one of those, and it's one of those guys where you're looking at this dude and, like, the pant legs are up a little high and the waist is out a little wide, and I'm just going, and by a little wide, I mean your fucker really needed two doors to get into to walk into the place. And it's like, I was in awe. I was like, immediately I felt better about myself. So whatever power that be that's up there or down there or around there that decided in that moment, knew I wasn't feeling good about my gut, needed to help me feel a little better, I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I do feel better about myself. And, yes, I do. I do, like, know I need to put in a little bit more work. But I'm not putting in that kind of work, the kind of work that makes me go from maybe a 32 to a 52. Holy fuck. And, like, part of me felt bad for the dude, and the other part of me is saying, dude, put down the Twinkie. For the love of God, or Johnny Cash, or whoever, put down the fucking Twinkie. It was horrible. But, you know, again, this is about me feeling better about myself, and luckily I did. Oh, my God. So we've talked about on Sports Our Way with Hollywood, with Dove, with Snowflake. We talk about this Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, right? Should have happened 5 years ago, blah, 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 all that other bullshit that's going on. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but the Prime Minister of Cambodia is out there. And, like, I am a degenerate gambler. God likes to place a bet. Hollywood loves his bets. Snowflake, it doesn't matter. So the Prime Minister of Cambodia, he's up there talking, and he's going off about, he's a big Pacquiao fan, and he thought the officiating was fucking horrible. Couldn't stand the officiating in the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. He made a $5,000 bet on Pacquiao. That's what ends up coming out. That dude ended up dropping some coin on this shit. And now he says he's not going to pay. He's not going to pay until, I believe the word, it was $5,000. Oh, he needs to find justice first, is what he said. He's got to find justice before he pays the $5,000. I don't know how many of you have made bets or haven't made bets, and, you know, the philosophy behind what happens when you book a bet. Well, when you go up to the counter or you go to the bookie and you give them a call and you say, hey, I want to put $5,000 on Pacquiao. Well, your bet is now placed. And it's not up to you if there's a blown call. It's not up to you that, Barry Sanders may have broken an 80-yard run and got tackled at the 2, and then they took a knee. Or Maurice Jones-Drew is running it into the end zone, and instead he lays down so he doesn't have to, so he doesn't score a touchdown and they can run out the clock. Big difference. So it's not up to you to find justice in why they did that. It's up to your moronic fucking ass who placed the bet to understand that shit's going to happen and you might lose. I had money on Evander Holyfield against Riddick Bowe. All right? And this was back in the late 90s. I guess I'm dating myself a little bit, but fuck it. Who cares? Evander Holyfield on Riddick Bowe. Evander was getting his ass kicked throughout that fight. I mean, Bowe was definitely ahead. Then there's Fan Man that comes in. And I don't know if you guys, you can YouTube it, I guess. Fan Man. Dude parachutes in and lands pretty much on the side of the ring. I mean, he hit the ropes, got kind of caught up in the ropes, stopped the fight for about, it must have been at least 20 minutes to a half hour, would be my guess. And then coming back out, Evander Holyfield starts winning the fight, ends up winning the fight. He was behind at that time, won. I win money, thank goodness. That's how it worked out. People, you know, I believe, you know, the Super Bowl, when there was the power outage and San Francisco was getting their asses kicked and started to come back. I mean, this shit happens. Pacquiao, you know, he had a bum shoulder, you know, maybe wasn't called perfectly. I don't know what this dude's problem was, but
you gotta YouTube his like him going off about one. It's hilarious because it just sounds. I mean, it just sounds awful. I mean, it makes me laugh. But that's the rule of gambling. That shit's going to happen. You're going to lose, and you're going to win. And what you hope happens at the end of the day is that those calls and those things that happen end up kind of evening themselves out. Because if they do, and you're an intelligent gambler, like I would say Gov, myself, and Hollywood, and Snowflake when he does, let's say we're intelligent gamblers. But if you're an intelligent gambler and those kind of even themselves out, you'll come out ahead. Promise you. You bet your team because they're your team. You bet your heart because it's your city. You're not going to fucking win money. Guaranteed. The best way to fucking win money in gambling, do not have a fucking team. Be a fan of the sport. That'll help you out. And Scotty and Gov can go back and argue back and forth about that because Gov is a fan more of the leagues. And Snowflake is more of a fan of the teams. And they both can have their rationale on it. I'm definitely of the side of, if you're a fan of the league, you're going to be a fan of everything that's going on and have more information than just the team. Scotty, though, is a well-informed team fan, though. So I'll at least give him that. So I'm in a tough week right now. Just personally, it's a tough week. So Mother's Day was Sunday, and my mom passed a couple of years ago. And this Sunday would have been my mom's birthday. So tough week. Drink a little, smoke a little. Yeah. Pour one out for the dead homies. It's kind of what you do. I believe I'm fairly educated on a lot of different topics, but I'm definitely ignorant when it comes to other things. So at the other job that I used to work at, there was a girl who was pregnant and going on maternity leave, single mom. What I found out, and you all may know this and call me a fucking idiot for it, and I deserve it, you should, was when she was getting ready to go on maternity leave, that the only paid time that she was going to have was going to be her vacation time and sick time that she had accrued. That the FLMA and the paid time off that you get when you have a kid, it's non-existent. You don't get it. We are one of two countries in the world that don't offer, like, as a whole, at a federal level, paid time off for mothers having children. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, you see all these Mother's Day ads, everything coming out, mom's the most important person in my life. Without my mother, you, like... We're expecting a woman, obviously, not a man, unless it's the movie Twins, to give birth and not have any sort of income. She can have up to 12 weeks off. If she can afford it, it looks like. And, like, there's testimonials and stories out there where, like, there's this one lady, I forget, I thought I wrote it down, maybe I didn't, where she actually had her baby 6 weeks early. She had the baby on a fucking Wednesday is when she gave birth. Because it was 6 weeks early, she didn't want to use her 12 weeks off because she knew it was going to be in, and she could only take a month off because that's all she could afford, by the way. So she went back to work on Monday, and then when the baby got a little bit healthier and was going home, she was going to bond with it at home. How fucked up is that? Totally fucked up. Completely fucked up. Most of the women who have children, and especially if they're a single mother, end up taking the maternity leave and kind of financing it on their credit cards. It's like Gov, Hollywood, myself, and Snowflake, I wish you would go, going to Vegas, and us just saying, you know what, we're going to finance our whole trip on our credit cards. Even though that's the worst thing that you can ever do, that makes more sense than having to finance your maternity leave on your credit cards. There is no, like, California is the only state. What they started to do is they started to put an extra payroll tax into, the system, I guess. And it's working out okay for them. But, you know, like, there's legislature out there that says, the arguments are that it will ruin businesses. Well, California has found a way to at least do this. And the feedback is,
Well, they've shown that it's either been an improvement in the workforce or that it's neutral, no negative impact. But when you hear some ass clowns like in Texas arguing for big business and arguing because, you know, it's gonna ruin small business owners.
Are you fucking sure, bro? You're not even giving it a fucking chance to have it work out that way. And they're even wanting to cut the 12 weeks that are out there down to 10 weeks. Fuck you, dude. Look, I often in my life, like when I talk to women about anything, I guess, I mean, I've told my girlfriend this many times and girls before her, I feel bad for women. I really do. I mean, like, there's the old joke for, you know, I don't understand how you can bleed for a week and not die, ha, ha, ha. But the other part that I don't understand that women have to put up with is the male ego. That is a lot to, I mean, it is the most fragile fucking thing on the planet is the male ego, and women have to put up with that. It's horrible. If I couldn't go Bruce Jenner and go ahead and just start playing, you know, and put up with a male ego, I couldn't do it. Not, I know he still likes women, but that, whatever. The joke was funnier in my head. Anyway, that's now not the worst thing. Like, just because of my own ignorance, and now I understand this, that they have to go into childbirth just knowing that their position at their work will be held for 12 weeks, but not have any sort of income, any way, like any paid time off from it. And we're one of two countries in the world that doesn't offer paid time off. How third world is that bullshit? I mean, who was it? Daniel Murphy of the New York Mets. He could get 3 days off, and he took 3 days off for the birth of his son. And he got crushed. I mean, like, there's a show, the Boomer and Carton show, in Boomer's Boomer Esiason, and they talked about how this guy should have said, forget it, I can't be there, I have to be there for my team. Are you fucking kidding me? It's the birth of his first son. Even if it was the birth of his 15th son, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, Boomer, shut the fuck up, all right? You just, shut, you especially, Boomer, with everything that you've gone through with your kid and the battles, the sickness battles that it's had, that's an asinine fucking ratings-getting statement that sucks, and you should shove that up your ass. Second of all, you played football. You played 16 games in a season. Each game, granted, matters a hell of a lot more than the 162 that Daniel Murphy has to play. I think if he plays, I don't know, a 159-game season, the Mets aren't going to, you know, end their season because he missed three games. There is times like where the skipper will just give a dude a day off. Just, hey, take the day off because you've played 10 games in a row of hard, grueling, standing in right field baseball. Are you fucking shitting me? I mean, this dude can take his 3 days off for the birth of his son. He should take a fucking week off to be able to go spend time in the hospital with his son and then go spend some time at home with him and fucking bond with him. It's not every day that you can sit there and plan out a cesarean to have it in the off season. Get the fucking, you punched in the fucking face. Lots of F-bombs today. I can't help it. California's at least got it right. In Minnesota, like, there's a senator, I think his name is Dan Holtz up there. They put out, just like everybody else does, don't get me wrong, they put out their commercials about Mother's Day and how great their moms were and his mom actually taught him both sides of the to look at both sides of the story before you make a decision and blah, bitty, blah, bitty, blah, bitty, blah, and how great she is and wonderful she is. And then he voted no on putting anything into, like, giving paid time off for, you know, women having children. I mean, that's fucking awful. I was looking through this and saw this shit, and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I mean, again, not news to a lot of you guys, I'm sure, but completely and totally fucking ridiculous. I have friends who, you know, Alex, Big Al, went through some of the worst things, you know, he could go through about trying to get his wife pregnant. A couple other friends doing the same thing. Miraculously, they got pregnant, and it has been, like, the best thing that they could ever do for themselves. It's made them entirely, like, you know, fulfilled, you know. And I'm, granted, the single guy with a cat. You know, I'm going to sit here and pet my – I'm like the godfather and shit, sitting here going to pet my fucking cat. So I can't even understand how fulfilled that they feel about this. They should be able to get there just 3 days off for them. It's fucking ridiculous when I've seen how much they had to go through to get where they have to have these kids. That's fucking bullshit that, you know, more time isn't given. I mean, people take time off to go fucking get a colonoscopy. Should be able to take fucking paid time off to have fucking children and more than fucking, you know, the normal 12 weeks even. Yeah, I'm pretty sure businesses aren't going to die. Jesus, that's horrible. So, yeah, I learned about that, found out about that. So, of course, what did I have to do? I had to fucking rant about that. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. All right. So those are the things, I guess, that were on my mind yesterday that I didn't quite get to. Definitely got to them today. What should we talk about now? I don't know. I mean, plenty of stuff out there going on in the world, so let's talk a little bit about sports. A little bit about sports. The Deflategate stuff. Deflategate. Jesus. I like Mike and Mike's term of it. We'll just call it hashtag shrinkage. So you can go ahead and jump on that bandwagon. I'll give them love. I enjoy them. They're all right. 4-game suspension for Tom Brady. $1 million fine. Biggest in sports history. Let's take away a first-round draft pick. Over PSI being a little bit too low, over shrinkage. Awesome. The integrity of the NFL at its fucking finest. I'm not a Patriots fan. Just as we talked about earlier, I'm more a fan of the game, and if I had to pick teams, it would be the Vikings and the Chargers. So not a hater, but come on. Give me a fucking break. You have teams that they're doing a lot worse. 95% of the league is finding a way to cheat somehow. And you found a way to get these guys. So, what are you going to do against Minnesota and Carolina, who heated up the footballs on a cold-ass day, which is pretty much the same as taking the PSI out, because you're changing the way the football feels, the way you throw it, and the way that it, the natural elements are. So, I'm just waiting for the Vikings and Carolina Panthers organizations to get a $1 million fine and lose a couple of draft picks as well. Because that seems like what should be done if you want any type of consistency. Yeah. Bullshit. All right. That's really all I got for the day. I'm going to do a show again tomorrow, probably a little bit earlier than day. So for those of you who have listened, thank you very much. My therapist is losing a ton of fucking money because I keep doing shows. So with that, motherfuckers, I'm out.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're awesome, up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you..."